Ladies and men of the general disposition, welcome back to Doom Radio, also known as Tango TV. It's the Matryoshka type hiatus within a hiatus thing. We were gone for months, and then we were back for a month, and then we were gone again, and now we're back. So we are terribly.
So we're going to take a 17-year hiatus after this.
This is the official return, which will turn into yet another Matryoshka type hiatus. But I swear this is the outer layer, the out of shell. Whatever. So, along with this return comes a slight change in format, in which we completely throw any formatting out the window, basically.
Pretty much, Alfonso has reached the zenith of laziness and actually coming up with topic
ideas. This is not even his final form of laziness.
It is foresight, is what it is, because I predict.
You think you've seen the end of it, but it's like an M.C. Escher painting. At which point you just come across a new edge that didn't even exist on this plane of reality to find a new level of laziness.
And you just, new tears. That's the Marnik Donut. He is an irregular guest. I don't think he's been on before. Joined by Tarsman, who's a co-regular host. Change of formatting. Look, what happened is basically I predicted that we'd run out of topics to talk about unless we start repeating ourselves if we kept to the whole program B does discussion on this, because if we want to give the Doom community credit and say it's going to go on for that much longer, then we will inevitably end up repeating ourselves. So, I figured a news type setup, followed by whatever you want to bring to the table would be the order of the day, so we're going to spend just a few moments talking about what's new in Doom this week, although we could talk about several last months, because we've been away for that long, but we'll just talk about this week. Of course, big projects have come out, well, certainly at least one, in beta, is back to Saturn X.
They're all in beta.
Everything's in beta, yeah, and Square, of course, which some might not consider to be a big release, but I like to think that if some other folks were hosting this program, then they, you know, set a couple of minutes aside to talk about it. We have two of the devs.
Folks listening.
I think so, I like to think that. That's big news. I don't know, have you even played it yet?
Played what?
Saturn X, or Square, for that matter.
Yeah, no.
Can we talk about the real release that came out this month, and that was Plutonia.
We'll get to that. That's the coup de grace thing.
That's the only one anybody really cares
about. That's the magnum opus of the summer. It's the Guardians of the Galaxy of.
What is it that you find so interesting about that release, Hansen? Is it the actual project itself?
Because it doesn't suck.
Circumstances surrounding the release of Plutonia.
Just that it's not a shitty project like Back to Saturn X or Adventures of Square. No, I just was bringing up, something else that has come out this week.
Oh, good.
You know, it's been a busy week, so it's as good a time as I need to come back to the radio.
Absolutely. I planned it perfectly. No, I just sort of stumbled upon it. That's actually news. That's the amount of preparation we do here. I can't even promise you that will be more thorough next episode. Probably less. It'll probably last 15 seconds. Who knows? So instead, what we'll do at this point for the next 50 minutes or so is just throw up our own ideas of what we want to discuss about, vaguely Doom-related, and then blather all the way to the bank, baby. So my discussion for today is actually music-related. Now, in the back set next thread... I think it was Caleb. It might have been I think it was several people. At least with the release of episode 1 of Back to Saturn X, we sort of described by Caleb as Mexican soap opera. And that was humorous. But a new word has been used to describe the music for episode 2, and that was gay. Probably not.
Oh.
That's right, yes. Gay music.
Gay music.
I'm not sure he meant it to mean actual homosexual music. Or if you meant it to mean to music that was just inappropriately gleeful, because he didn't actually put that down as a descriptor as well. What I'm trying to get out of this is, you know, is that perception.
What is it inherently gleeful about homosex?
Well, I mean, we could talk about that, but that would be straying off the Doom path a little bit, or would it? You know, himself. I don't know.
I don't know. We could go all sorts of twists and turns.
This seems to be this lingering perception of Doom needs to be a game that is accompanied by hard-hitting music, and I think Memphis actually rightly pointed out that there has been a sort of trend, largely influenced by Stewboy of late, of that kind of more somber-sounding, sort of melancholic tracks, especially since Speed of Doom came out. And I really think we've gone to the point, personally, in the Doom community where you know, we've evolved the game in the direction that we so choose. So it's just moved so far away from the setup
that
it had, that we really need to ditch that idea of the music needing to be, you know, including anything of the sort. So, I mean, it sounds odd when you think of what it had intended for the game, of, you know, demons invading hell, and that should surely be accompanied by action music, but we kind of just look at the monsters being
what?
That pieces of
no.
Say,
it's like a bomb landing.
What you say? No, because think about it, like, you talk about Doom 1's music. Doom 1 has a lot of really, like, atmospheric and slow music. Same with Doom 2.
Especially in that E2. No, like, E1 had a lot of the almost Metallica-level stuff, maybe, but, like, once you get out of shareware, it gets more atmospheric. And then in E3, it kind of goes back to a bit of both.
Are we talking about Stock Doom here? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about Stock Doom.
Stock Doom, yeah.
Oh, right.
And then, like, even, like, going to, like, stuff like TNT, and also, yeah, there's E1 M8's music, but, there's all these different levels of music.
Oh, E1 M8 is an anomaly, anyway.
Yeah. There's all these, different, like, somber and, atmospheric, and just, you know, not Metallica tracks that already exist in Doom that I don't think saying Doom's music is rock music is quite true.
Oh, right, yeah, no, that perception was wrong to begin with. But I don't think any of those who, I don't think many of those who really sort of praised the rock sort of Metallica-sounding tunes of the original Doom would actually say that the ambient ones were terrible and didn't fit at all, you know. I don't think you actually find too many people who disagree with, you know, sort of bouncing back between the ambient and the rock actually worked. What they're saying is that this sort of new music that seems to be becoming a trend doesn't work at all on any level. And I just think that's just horrendously wrong.
Sometimes when I do music selection, at least when I put one in a random speed map, I go for, what's the word? It's the one where they clash with one another, where it's not
dissonance.
Fitting. Dissonance, yes, that's the one.
What, you mean the tone of the music or the actual map or the actual track itself just being
hard? Sometimes I do that. Like mostly
yeah,
do that for intermission
map,
tracks.
If it's a deathmatch map or, yeah, like an intermission track or something, like, that's where you really get away with just doing goofy shit that you feel like doing.
Then again, anything that is speed mapping is kind of goofy inherently, so.
I mean, it's, you sort of look at it as practice material or throwaway stuff, unless you look
pretty much.
At it, so.
There's a couple that take it seriously, but, like...
Oh, no. If I'm playing a deathmatch rap and it doesn't have, like, a pop song MIDI in it, I'm horrendously disappointed.
So so you're streaming this right now, Tansman, whatever you're playing? Okay. So I'd just like to sort of get some responses in a little bit from those who are actually listening to the stream, maybe, or watching you play, and have an opinion on that. What do you actually think of Back to Set Mix's music, and can you sympathize with those who think that that sort of music just doesn't work at all in Doom, on any level? So I think if you step apart from what we used to appreciate as music in Doom, and then just sort of look at it on the face of it, Back to Set Mix, it's hard not to see how the music is... It's hard to say that it doesn't match the atmosphere. I mean, it's one-to-one for me. It works really, really well. Like,
No. Back to Saturn X's music, definitely. Like, it has that old classic, like... When you play, like, a SNES game that's set in some, like, nebulous future setting where, you know...
Right.
Like, old-school sci-fi, the future just needs to be, like, slick and have a bunch of lights and look vaguely techy. And have that kind of music, and that's exactly what Back to Saturn X's music sounds like. It's got that, like, SNES, I don't know.
Later SNES, though. I wouldn't say, like...
Oh, yeah, later SNES.
Later SNES, like, Vector Man and shit.
Or Sega Genesis and stuff. Like Journey to Silius and, like, stuff like that is what I think of when I think of Back to Saturn X's music.
Sure.
I had no idea where the comparisons to Super Mario World and Sonic were coming from. That was a bit strange.
I don't know. No, I can't think of any Sonic track that sounds like it. Back to that next step. I don't know. It seems to me that Caleb is just a very bad person when it comes to descriptors for music.
Well, no, I guess there are better words to use than gay, even if you want to use the, like, if you want to avoid confusion with homosexual connotations, like, even if you do want to use the word gay to describe that as being sort of, in the old-fashioned sense, gleeful or joyous or something.
I think he's just using gay in the, like, a special kind of lame.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm 12, and I have a problem with this, and I have a vocal opinion, as people named Caleb often do.
Oh, I think I remember from the Zedon forums now. Wasn't he banned?
There you go.
I probably shouldn't go down that path. Although we are a bastion for,
tolerance?
Yes, yes, let's put it that way, to say the exact opposite of what we are. Another descriptor was happy. I guess it's along the same lines. I mean, again, these are other people. This isn't just Caleb. This is a common opinion, apparently. This has been echoed.
Oh, literally, here.
So,
literally, you hear the music I'm writing for E3, it'll be the happiest damn thing. I'm pulling out the marimba and the glockenspiel.
You do middies?
You'll shit a unicorn.
You do middies?
That's amazing. Anyways, I don't know, Alphonse, I don't really think that it's... Because Stewboy and Jimmy's style of music is generally praised in the Doom community. I think it's just like that that old school, like, you have the people who think Doom needs to have rock music, and you have the people who think Doom needs to have a large variety of music. And that latter category generally tends to be the people who are okay with more synth style, I guess MIDI pop, I guess you could call it.
Sure, sure.
That's kind of what TNT is. When I think about it, it's like those synth and MIDIs.
Oh, boom, cranked up to 127 all day, every day.
There you go.
Just loud as you can get. That track really needs to be longer, by the way. That's the defacto.
Jimmy extended it.
Did he? Sounded very Jimothy, though.
Did
I just call him that? I'm sorry, that's a subconscious thing. There is actually a Jimothy.
Is that his full name?
No, I think he's that's Jimothy
Powell. I call everyone named Jimothy.
That's
what Jimmy's short for, right?
Rolls off the tongue. I mean, Jimmy is fine, but yeah. Look, I mean, I think it's largely because we've been playing an influence, like, to say nothing of those who already hold the opinion that everything should be like Metallica rock. I think we've become quite jaded.
It's a map by map thing.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I think we've also become jaded to the just sort of concept of demons invading hell. We sort of just look at them as sort of chess pieces now, and so our attention is kind of drawn towards the atmosphere, and that's why we can, or other aspects of the game, and we don't really look at them as much as monsters, so now we can just, you know, directly make the map to fit the level and sort of ignore that aspect of... Not enough. Oh, yeah, it's not done enough.
Not done enough, no.
That's my two pennies.
We need
that.
Something
that's
atmospheric.
Why...
I go for the whole chess pieces.
No, Alphonso, that's kind of like... That's one of the things, though, is that, like, this new brand of Doom music does fit Doom. Like, because Doom is high-tech.
The engine or the game?
Well, the game and the environments you're making. Like, Doom is high-tech, so random synth and, you know, that kind of techno-pop sound, I guess, that they're going, like, I don't know. I don't really know how to describe
I think that, I think it'd be more accurate to say that fits Back to Zen X, because Back to Zen X has that synthy thing. You could easily create a Doom map set that has absolutely nothing to do with tech, and then you could just fill it with frickin' marimbas and kalimbas and xylophones and
violins. Yeah, but it'll feel weird.
And would it?
Yeah, it would.
I don't know. Well, I think you could possibly explore it. There's no harm in trying. I'm pretty sure there are. I mean, The Golden Souls is a thing that came out this year, or was in a beta. Have you played that? That's basically Super Mario 64.
Golden Souls.
As Doom. You think you'd be able to... I think there's a thread for it on Doom World, but you'll get more information from the Zedon forums. I don't think that has any synthy stuff. That's all Mario. Although, I guess it's borrowing from the universe, though, and it's not supposed to be pretending to be Doom. Anyway.
Yeah. That'd be like saying Sonic Robo Blast 2 is a Doom game.
Exactly. Right. And now I've just remembered Super Sonic Doom, or whatever it's called. What is it called, Tonsman? Is it just
Super Sonic Doom? Yeah,
it's Super Sonic Doom. Okay. Yeah. That's who's that boy.
That's going to be 10 years old in 3 months, and it shows.
Really? No kidding?
Yeah, came out in Christmas 04.
Good.
I won a CAC award.
No, it... didn't, because it came out in Christmas of 04, so it missed the deadline, but they gave it one anyway. Oh. Because it was innovative and groundbreaking and definitive of the times.
Yeah.
Also, Sonic.
Okay. Anyway,
except it didn't go fast enough.
I'm wondering if this trend that I, or this whatever this what I observed in the music is might actually, because I know Tom Smith is and myself are both advocates of trying to move away from the sort of doom setting tropes of tech based city hell and stuff, and I know he's got a project coming out which is taking place in some really really wacky locations, and I'm wondering if you'd see some sort of lashback for similar reasons to sort of.
I've got a project in the works too, and I'm trying to step away from that.
Really shake it up. I mean, can you imagine people saying when they say that's just not Doom? Like, you may as well be making for a different game. Like, why have you left to make a sort of a concrete Jenga tower? Actually, that's kind of a cool idea. Drop that down.
Good.
I don't know. You don't think people would lash back at that sort of thing? I don't know.
No, not really, considering the fucking shit that's on the ZDoom forums that has no reason to be in the Doom engine?
No, I guess, I mean, trying to keep it Doom in every respect except for its setting, and then folks saying, this isn't what Doom was meant to be, it was meant
so
to be.
So it's literally Doom in name only.
Sure.
Like, Doom engine in name only.
Good. Anyway, that's my piece for today. That's it. That's the discussion. We're trying to keep it within an hour here. What have you guys got prepared? Have you prepared anything in the 2 seconds preparation that I allowed you to
I wanted to talk about leagues and multiplayer stuff, but
you can do that. But I don't know how much I'll be able to lend to that discussion.
I won't be able to talk very much about it at all. But like that happened. But
is there a new Doom League?
What happened?
The Duel League opened up again.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Explain yourself.
Oh, yeah. Ralphus and Pals are running a Duel League. I think it's like... It's North Atlantic Doom Association now or something. Mm-hmm. But it's a monthly tournament that is hosted, I believe, on Quake World. Not Quake World, but that's where the... QuakeNet is the server where the channel is.
Are you going to take part in this? Are you getting all
the... maybe, once I get past all this whole grad school fun stuff, but I take part in it. There's a couple people, I think Rock King's involved in it.
Is there an Australian sort of a...
Ralphus said he'll make an Australian one if he gets enough Australian interest.
Because I do that, otherwise that thing's going to kill me. I'm not going to be able to participate.
No, if you can get 4 to 6 people in there, they'd probably start one up, and then you can get all your Australian friends to join in on Aboriginal Barbarism Part 2.
I don't want to talk about Aboriginal Barbarism right now. I've just been through an episode. I don't want to...
Oh, no. We're not going to talk about Hand Egg either.
Hand Egg! Very
hand
good.
Hand Egg. Yeah, that started today, but I'm not talking about it.
Mm. Well, no, his team lost in the playoffs of Aboriginal Barbarism.
Disgraceful.
So, let's branch off of that discussion about...
that lasted exactly as long as I suspected it would, but thanks for that.
We're going to branch off that to discuss how insular the multiplayer community is from the normal Doom community, and how that's detrimental, I think, to it.
Go on.
Okay, so, you have these, like, the Xandro community, right? And people make maps for it, and that's cool and all. But there's a lot of people, like, particularly in stuff like 32 and 24, that...
Everyone shows up for that.
Yeah, everybody shows up for it, but not a lot of people actually play it or play Deathmatch at all. Like, it's like, there's this idea, like, let's make Deathmatch maps, but then nobody ever plays them. And so you have the Deathmatch community still pretty much playing, like, the same shit that came out, you know... Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, well, not really 20 years ago, but a long-ass time ago, and very rarely does, like, new stuff get brought in, because apart from a couple of people, like, I feel like the Deathmatch community doesn't have enough input on the people actually making their maps.
It's funny you were describing that. I kind of get that impression about mapping in general, never mind the multiplayer community. Like, I guess we can get to that later, but I do kind of get the impression that, you know, some people are just happy to commit to a community project knowing their map might get played twice and then thrown under the rug. I don't know. That's just a trend. Is this something you've... do you know what Tanz is talking about? TMD? Because I don't pay attention. I don't go anywhere near.
The insular qualities. Yep. I don't know. I'm probably a victim of that, because I mostly fall into the speed mapping Doom World sort of community, so I play what they play, and we mostly play the same mods. Like, we, for instance, there's CGI, which is mostly kept to the Doom Twin people. Like, I don't know anybody outside of the Doom Twin channel that really plays it.
It's not released yet, so.
It's not released. It's just
that would explain a lot.
That's true.
Should I even be talking about that then?
Yeah, we can put the point. You absolutely can.
I don't know if it's supposed to be kept under wraps and a top secret project.
Actually, it's what Tonsman says is absolutely true now that I think about it, because I get hyped for the next 32 and 24, and I realize I haven't even played 32 and 24, 13.
I haven't played it either, and that's what I'm talking about, is like...
To be honest, it's just a mapping showboat thing, like, everyone crawls out of the woodwork and makes one map a year and just, like, says, look what I can do in 24 hours, and then when it's all over, they go back to their shanties and wait for the next one to come around.
Shanty. Right, and that's fine and all if it was just that, but, like, that's all multiplayer mapping. Like... What was that thing that just came out? Like, Deathmatch? Oh. It originally had Combat Fields Part 2 in it. Like,
Deathmatch Revival?
That was done by people that I've never seen really playing. They just wanted to make maps.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it suffers from the same, like, oh my god, I gotta make a map. Am I not making a map? Why am I not making a map? Oh my god.
Making a map to certain specifications. It's like, oh, hey, the theme this time is don't put monsters in.
Right, no, but...
And that's what it came down to. Like, these weren't...
The Doom community, well, there's tons of monsters in those Deathmatch rats, but there's this mentality in the Doom community that, like, they always have to be making maps, but even more so than that, like... Not even the people who are like, I always have to be making maps, but, like, the people who play Deathmatch and actually, like, be giving feedback are totally, like, isolated from the people making the maps that they play. Like, at least in the normal Doom community, community projects at least have some feedback cycle. Even if it's a hug box, somebody's at least saying, yeah, I like this. Whereas when you're making a Deathmatch map for Doom, fucking, you have, like, do, and do's your tester.
That's true. I don't think I've ever seen a piece of feedback, like, with respect to, this is my experience when I was playing with my friend. Sort of, you know, and I think this should be changed. But it's not, yeah, you're right.
He was, like, the universal tester.
He's one guy. It's amazing.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, is that that is the only interaction the multiplayer community...
He'll write a 75-page dissertation.
Oh, yeah, that's different. That doesn't count. No, I'm talking about, like, people who'd actually...
75, or did you mean 72?
No, who's the guy who wrote the big-ass essay about how,
how to draw
more too? No, his name was R.
Okay, yeah, anyways. So... Like, that's the issue, is that you have very little people from the multiplayer community interacting with the mappers making their maps.
And then you're held only to their standards.
Right.
So,
because, like, Essel makes Deathmatch maps. Essel doesn't play Deathmatch that often.
Oh, God. That's true.
Does he?
No, he doesn't. Yeah, I don't even bother to ask him for deals anymore. I know he won't join. I think he did one.
That's what I'm saying, is that... You know, you have all these it's cool to make a deathmatch map, and that's awesome and all, but you don't really have anybody to actually tell you whether or not it's good.
No.
Anymore.
So, what we need is a mixer for the community, a chest of sorts, where people come from all across the communities of Doom to create one project that has representation by everybody. Kind of like what Community Chest was sought out to be all those years ago, but then it kind of became Doom World centric.
Maybe.
I would like to see for the next Community Chest. I mean, then again, they've also made it purposely into a Doom World centric event. But what I'd ideally like to see is somebody branch out to, like, all the other branches of the Doom community. Like, somebody... Bother the Z-Doom community, somebody...
The branches, you mean the twigs.
Nada and Frost.
The Doom
the twigs? Oh, yeah. The
well, no. That wouldn't really work. If you want to do that, it'd have to be, like, grabbing, like, the Russian Doom community and the French community. That'd be branching out for that. That'd be completely right. different, because if you're making a Doom World community project and you're...
No, the Doom World community project's not what I'm looking for, because
I want a Crusade. Doom... We could go on a Crusade.
Yes. No, but see, here's the problem with, like, combining Z-Doom into that, is the Z-Doom people are going to make Z-Doom maps. And yes. then you have the inherent problem of...
Oh, right, then we get a time of death. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what... Like, then you might as well just do the Mega Project, where it's make whatever the fuck you want, nothing will be rejected. And I don't even hate the Mega Project.
Where's the problem with that? The problem with that was that was exclusively Doom World. I'd like to see something with that, but throw in the Russians and the Frenches and Z-Doom and the Xandrophiles and even, like, get the people that do, like, the multiplayer
stuff. Does Xandrom actually produce anything, or do they just steal?
They do mods, I think. Like, there's five people that do that, but still, that's five people that are left out of all the Dooming
app communities. This radio show is so bigoted right now. It's great. Oh,
I'm sorry. Anyway,
I don't know... The Mega Project gets a lot of, like, I don't know, there's this place on 4chan called /poll. It's the politics board. And it's fucking horrible. It's reprehensible. It's racist and bigoted. And it's full of people who, like, are constantly trying to out-edge each other to where, like, nobody's even, like, spewing their own opinions. It's just like, I'm going to say something controversial about black people and use the N-word and shit. And basically, like, they're just constantly doing that shit where it's immature, horrible, horrible, asinine, just atrocious, terrible human
but
behavior.
At least it's there, right?
Yes.
Right. There. But it's there. And it's,
everybody
it
goes over
stays there. And... apart from, like, the occasional shit leaking elsewhere, like the sports board calling basketball a poop, it mostly stays there. All the racism and bigotry and just constant shitting upon itself, like a bunch of monkeys chucking shit at each other, stays there. But when they put that board down because it was so reprehensible that fucking they had to get rid of it because it was just the worst fucking thing in the world, right?
What
and they're like,
them?
We have to get rid of this. It's fucking terrible. And so they got rid of it, and immediately after that, what happened? All the threads that were there spilled into everything else. Just it fucking the transportation board. Fuck it. We'll have a discussion about the IQ of black people here. So. It needed to exist because it contains all that shit. And that's what the Megawad or the Mega Club or the Megawad Project is or whatever the fuck it is called. The Doom World Mega Project. That is why that exists.
There exist other projects.
No. Doesn't exist a project so perfectly able to absorb all of the terrible shit.
It does it do that though?
There's one that's having to mind, kind of.
No, it doesn't, Alfonso, but that's what it's supposed to do.
Right. So, what measures do you suggest that we take in order to really staple?
But that was that what its objective was, or is that just what it turned out to be?
No, the objective was literally just trying
everybody
to get, trying to get everyone
map
in
and submit something.
Submit one map. Yeah, right, well, I guess they thought that. Yeah.
It shouldn't be limited to just one map per person, because, see, that's the problem. The problem is people need an excuse to make maps, and that's the issue with all these community projects, is that people are just shitting out tons and tons and tons of maps, right?
Right.
Okay, well, there's your excuse. Just, if you feel like making a map for an entire year, you can just make a map, and it will go here. Instead of making yet another community project that's just going to be, like, shit out with no thought or care given to it.
You don't think it'd be better just to name the project the Trash Magnet, and then anything that doesn't get accepted through the quality
control phase
of a different
project
just gets chucked there? I mean,
a group of people, and then they make maps in a very short period of time, and then craft something else and move on?
No, that's what happens in the Doom community right now, alright? There's this, like...
So, yeah, that's, like, back to Saturn X.
The Doom community right now is like a bunch of meth addicts, except instead of meth, it's mapping. And it's like, oh my god, I got a map. Why am I not mapping? Oh, there's a project idea. Fucking make a map using only spaghetti. Okay. And the spaghetti map comes along. And fucking nobody cares if it's a good idea or not. They just care that fucking it's an excuse to make maps. right? And so fucking everybody goes down to their local Albertsons and they buy their fucking spaghetti and they take it home and they fucking open up their fucking tablecloth and they make their map out of spaghetti. And it's fucking worthless because you can't play it because it's made out of spaghetti, but who gives a shit? I made something and I had an excuse to do it.
But at that point, there isn't even time for feedback because the next project's already started and you've already jumped ship, so now we're
and
trying to make maps out of meringue.
Bothered to like fucking address whether or not spaghetti mapping was a successful thing. It just look, we did it, and now fucking Hellbound will post make maps while you're driving down the freeway at 60 miles an hour. Okay, and then people will do that.
What is the end game of this? Because you know, I came up with a solution.
Whatever happened to playtesting is the question.
Well, you know, there was a solution that I came up to this problem that I proposed. Mm-hmm. And you know what that solution was, don't you? It was to, and I quote myself on this issue, as I said it 2 days ago, cause the situation to explode under its own hysterics. So you identify what the problem is, and then you exaggerate it.
See, Alfonso,
megawatts every week. Just shit them out until somebody says, fucking put the brakes down. Stop, slow down.
But they won't, Alfonso.
Well, in that case, just step on the gas. Just go faster.
The 1 hour megawatt project will eventually exist.
We have the capacity to do it if we absolutely wanted to. So I think if we actually took this route, people would slow up and say, hey, we need to have a radical reinvention of the process here because this is not working. And then we'll get everything back to that, so value, like the feedback process.
We have a
process
precedent
and
for
things.
This process working.
No, but see, Alfonso.
I think we can trial it.
Alfonso, we're gonna make one hour megawatt.
30 megawatts.
One hour megawatt, right? It'll come out.
More like 24. One hour.
They'll love it.
No. It's gonna be the 1 hour megawatt. We will make a megawatt in 1 hour. Mm. All right. Mm. And at which point, the community will look at that. They won't say, this shit's gone too far. We really need to fucking step back. We have a problem.
Good job. 5 stars.
Yeah, they'll say good job, and then immediately there'll be the 1 hour megawatt sequel.
I'm not that cynical. I have faith in the Duke community that this will.
I'm siding with Tarns on this one. That'll be what happens, except somebody else will head the project.
Yes, exactly. It'll be like fucking, hey guys, that 1 hour megawatt was a good idea. Let's make 63 more of them.
That happened already. This happened with the 1024s in, like, 6 years ago. That's what happened to Death Destiny. He wanted to make a sequel before the other one was out because, hey, the project's done, let's start the next one.
And he got contributors. The only reason that fell through is because Mechadon called him on his shit.
Yeah, and he got contributors. The fact is that this is not a new problem. And we've tried fixing that before. I mean, it became a sequel. Because the sequel did eventually happen within, like, 6 months, all things considered. That was a short time.
Well, I want to say that, and I already addressed this the other day, but I want to really reinforce it. Uh-oh. That 1024
is
a terrible fucking idea.
Yep. Okay. I think I know where you're coming from, but continue. Go on.
Okay, so
he has ABC.
Yeah, okay, no, it's a cool limitation. It's a cool limitation. All right. But it's one of those things where once it's been done once, I don't feel that it has enough, like, variety to warrant it being done multiple times. Because, the advantage of 1024...
There's a select few that can pull it off.
But even then, even inside that select few...
And that select few can only do it so many times in their own right.
Right. The problem is that there's only so many ways you can reuse the space in a 1024 map. And it's always going to...
And actually have a good gimmick.
Right.
You even have a gimmick.
It's always
going
to be about... like, how the map transforms, and that's cool and all, but by limiting yourself to 1024, you're inherently limiting how far you can go with that, to where, instead of 1024, you could just say, make a small map that reuses space pretty well. And, yeah, you know, without the hard limit, a lot of people are going to be like, well, fucking, I'm going to make a 60 million unit wide map. Okay, cool and all, but a lot of people just ignore the limit and do whatever the fuck they feel like anyways, to where 1024 is just too small to where it's actually stifling creativity.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to something you mentioned earlier about people using the Doom Monsters as chess pieces.
Oh, yeah.
And I agree. That's how I use Doom Monsters, and that's how I think a lot of the mappers nowadays, and by nowadays I mean since, like, the late 90s.
Little slices of AI pie. Yeah.
But, like, making a 1024 map is like playing a chess game on a 3x3 board.
Oh, I guess I actually kind of want to hear more of your opinion on this.
You can't do the game right without an ideal sized board. You can't use the pieces correctly.
Yeah,
and yet people still try and take this mentality of, let's make a Doom map and stick it in a 1024 board, and there's only so many... Oh, what the heck?
Okay, so...
Right, there's only so many monsters and placements of monsters you can do effectively on a 1024 map. Mm. And while there are some that work out on there, like Hit Scanner Hell, you can only pull that off so many times on a 1024 board without having the same game played over and over.
That's what I'm saying, is that... 1024 is fine for, like, one or two map, but it's not something that can carry an entire project. Because, like, 100 lines is an interesting limitation, because it inherently, like, changes how you make a map. Like, you have to completely change everything about how you're making your map. With 1024, you're not, really. I mean...
Mm. Well, most people don't. For most people, it's more like, you know, you've put your rubbish in the bin, but shit doesn't quite fit, so you're just going to stamp down on it until it fits into the bin and then close the lid.
Right, but... But even for people who do it right, like, the best 1024 map I've ever played is Null Space. Because it fucking uses its area effectively, it's intelligent, and all that fun jazz. The problem is that even Null Space, I would get tired of Null Space after 32 Null Spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think, I mean, I can understand if this isn't everyone's approach to the sort of limitation trend that's become really popular in the last few years.
Yeah, I was going to say, what other limitations?
Well, I mean,
What are your thoughts on sector limitations?
Okay, that's a better one. I like to think...
I have decided what my topic's going to be for this, and it's going to be the concept of of limitations in Doom mapping as a project.
Right, okay. So, I'm strongly...
We've already talked about that, though, because...
You talked about 1024.
No.
Oh, you talked about it on a prior entry.
We've talked about the issue with limitations in the Doom community in terms of community projects is that people don't approach those limitations as an excuse to do something different and tweak their mapping. They approach those limitations as, just a reason to make a map. Like, the 100 Lines project is a great example of it. People fucking just shit out maps that, like, oh, I ran out of lines, so I'm just going to end the map. Like, there was no, like, I'm going to make a map that's actually a fully playable map based around 100 lines. No, it was just, I'm going to make a map till I run out of lines, and then I'm just going to stop the map.
You mean there's sort of still an autopilot, you know, assuming that they're basically doing the same for whatever limitation project they're doing as they would for any other project.
But that's not what happens in 1024. So this is a different beast.
I have to disagree, Tim. I think that's exactly what happened. Like, hence my stamping down on the rubbish to fit it in the bin analogy. They're just making a map that they would probably ordinarily do, but then they're just making it smaller.
Smaller,
and so it ends up cramped and like scrunched up paper.
Okay.
I mean, again, not everyone does this, but what I like to think that many people try to get out of. Doing limitation projects, and clearly it isn't the case with many, is that, you know, they do it with an expectation that it will benefit their normal mapping. You know, they'll come out with something saying, okay, the limitation helped me do this better. Now I have a newfound appreciation. It's not exactly analogous, but certainly when I worked on the Doom the Way It Did projects, you know, I took certain things away from that because I was forced to work, you know, in someone else's style. But I think you can get a lot more out of a different limitation than 1024. Because it does depend on whose hands it in. I like 100 lines a lot because I think, especially if you're keen on doing vanilla mapping, because it teaches you to use get more interesting shapes out of your layouts, by forcing you to cut corners, makes better use out of textures, you know, because they have to be stretched across wide expanses and stuff, and so you have greater contrast and things like that. I think that's a really, really healthy example of a limitation that works. I would really like to see that explored a lot more. Likewise for 10 sector, I think that's healthier. 1024 doesn't work as well because of that tendency for people to just cram shit and they don't learn anything out of it. If that's their intent.
Well, that's what they. But again, that's what they do anyways with
In 100 lines?
Yeah. Stuff like Katamori's map, where Katamori literally just had lights and fucking, like, inlets and shit, and he just decided, okay, I'm done making my map.
That's true. That was a 17-second map. I think he just went around a C-shaped hallway, got a key, came back, and that was the end.
Yeah, it was until...
Was that map 01?
No, it wasn't. No. No, it wasn't like that. No, map 01 was Kaplan.
Right.
But I'm wondering, is any of the problem here the project leadership? Is that a problem?
Well, yeah, it always is. It always is, because a good project leader is always going to say, well, your map doesn't fit the goals, so you can't use your map. Please try again. But that's not the point. The point is that with how the Doom community approaches it...
Right, yeah, but you could change the way the Doom community approaches it by quality controlling your project. Because if you only include the best maps, then people appreciate those maps more, and so they try to emulate that in their own mapping by making a complete map that really works the limitations to make something good. So I think it has a sort of carry-on effect, honestly, and if we started quality controlling those projects like 10, 24, 100 lines or whatever, then you'd end up with better trends, like, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, but...
Do those projects even exist, like, limitation projects nowadays? Like, what... As a community project.
We just had Plutonia.
I think what TMD is saying is it, like, 1024 continues to be a thing, but there's 100 lines that Fab sort of came and went. I know me and Tons. And
oh, no. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that somebody comes up with a... No. Those don't happen because people just come up with new ideas and just keep doing, like... That's why I said...
Spaghetti.
Fucking make map out of spaghetti, yeah. Because it doesn't have to actually even, like, be an idea that makes sense. It's just, like, one monster was such, like, wasn't that the most popular thread ever on Doomworld?
That's second most popular behind Doom the Way It Did, and that's astonishing.
Doom the Way It Did was the most popular thing, okay.
It is if you arrange it by replies, anyway. Yeah, no, that's another example of really poor limitation, like...
Oh.
I mean, what is that teaching you? I mean, in to play devil's advocate for one monster... What is that teaching you as a mapper if you were going to, you know, map ordinarily?
It's teaching you absolutely nothing, but that's what I'm saying is...
Right, that was the problem.
In Doom, like, aren't used by the community as, like, a, we're gonna grow as a mapper. Fucking, they're used as a, whatever, I'm making a map for this because it's a thing, and... It's like Zazer. Zazer makes these fucking great maps for these, like, just horrible projects. Zazer is the embodiment of it because Zazer's openly admitted he can't map unless he has a reason to make the map. Like, unless somebody gives him a project that says, here, use this, or he founds a project to use it, like, he can't just make a map. And that's a lot of people in the Doom community. And so, even though they're
That's the whole reason I made Mayhem in the first place was to give myself an excuse to make a certain map I was trying to find a vehicle for.
Right.
So that is a problem with a lot of the community.
Right. And so that Zazer just happens to be somebody who's fucking amazing at making maps that does it.
Yeah, no. He's
for a lot of the community, that's what these limitation projects are. They're an excuse to grow as a mapper. It's fucking make a map vaguely following this limitation that we're barely gonna enforce. See 5 rooms of doom and fucking call it a day.
You know, I forgot about that project. See, there's another limitation.
Well, what was the limitation there? The limitation wasn't set in stone.
The limitation certainly
wasn't.
Well,
okay,
help you
no,
improve.
It was set in stone, but the stone was
very,
like,
flimsy.
Nobody fucking.
It was very porous.
And even then, Stonehenge could not have fit all the words.
It was more like pumice from a volcano.
The tone.
Yeah. Very light, very airy. Sure. Not particularly well grounded, and doesn't really teach you much. But look, I forgot about that project completely.
And the
it's
thing didn't
been...
hold water.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, the masks. I think that is a lot of negative Nancy for today. It's very good. Is there a positive note we could end on for today's episode? Is there anyone you would like to praise or any words you would like to talk about? Some good that's come out of the Doom community in the last short while that you'd like to say. You know what? Thanks
good
very
job
much,
on Square.
Guy.
Square exists.
Oh yeah,
Square is fun.
Someone from outside the call would be nice. We were only 3 guys.
Okay. WDL finished its first season without completely falling apart, and IDL is still existing, so the fact that we can have 2 competitive Doom leagues...
It is healthy, yes.
I'm going to praise the people who made good maps for Plutonia, because there were a couple...
Oh yeah, Plutonia had some maps, nice stuff. Yeah.
Let's talk about those just ever so briefly. The ones I remember...
Yeah, I haven't gotten to Plutonia. I have...
Ed.
I just started, like, grad school 2 weeks ago, so I've missed, like, most of these new releases.
But, Breezeep, some great maps in there.
Breezeep, I don't know where he came from, but get more of people from that place.
I don't know where Full Moon Dog came from either, but I like his name.
But I don't like his maps.
No. But maybe he'll improve, just to sort of to satisfy the name. You know?
No, but do we know anything about where Breezeep was from? Because
I recognize his name, but it's much the same as you. I don't know.
The first time I heard of him was Mayhem this year.
That's kind of what happens on the community. People just rock up, you know, they don't really make a formal announcement. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's in the rules of the forum not to make formal announcements. So you kind of have to just slip in and just appear out of nowhere.
Well, somebody always finds some. Nobody just waltzes in. Like, somebody generally says, hey, you should come to this cool little place called Doom World. And they generally know somebody going in.
That's true. Actually, I think there's a
especially in this day and age with Doom aging as much as it is, it's not often that you'll just have somebody waltz into Doom randomly.
No, I think people will waltz into Doom. Like, they download it off Steam and then they go look for more content. We've had a couple of people who do that.
Okay.
Usually to play with Brittle Doom. But hey, that's another story. I got my beef. That is the first episode of the reboot of Doom Radio. We're going to cut it off at around about now, which I think is kind of right about now. And if not, well, it's close enough. And we'll see you either in a week's time or a fortnight. I've yet to actually decide upon the frequency. It'll probably be a fortnightly thing. I don't think it will be weekly. Thanks very much for tuning in. And to my guests, Mike Donner and co-caster Thomas. See you later, folks.